Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
All along the watchtower, presents Kepler's view.
That's Jimmy bringing us back, the late great Jimi Hendrix. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, yeah, The Age of the Customer is ageofthecustomer.com. Archie Chiancuti, Dr. Archie Chiancuti is our guest, author of Built on Trust. We're talking about trust in the early days of a company, in the early days of a startup, and the concept of trust, getting trust out in the early stages of a, but we could also say, Archie, not just in the early stages of a startup company, but how about the early stages of a startup relationship?
Yeah, I would
like,
say so.
Like an acquaintance that you've just made, or you and I do business together. We're not going to own a business together, but we do business together. That's kind of a startup thing that where trust has to be broached, right?
Yes, and one of the emphases that we make is we'll work with a company that's quite established, but that they have a new business sales arm.
Right.
And so you're making a new relationship with prospects every time you pick up the phone, every time you sit down across the table. So that this is a startup relationship also. Now, what happens in startup relationships with people who don't understand that trust is both emotional and objective is, you know, the emotions for trust hurt. So you can't go in there and you can't have an encounter group. They're just going to turn off.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to get people to understand that there is this emotional aspect to it and that it's painful. People do feel, all of us have had episodes where we feel betrayed by a prospect, let's say, or by a salesperson or by a product developer.
Mm-hmm.
And these emotions are difficult. So that if you don't recognize those, then you categorize instead. And that is the beginning of the them versus us.
Explain categorize.
Well, you start to make generalizations about groups of people.
Assumption,
that's correct. Like all the salespeople care about is their commission. They just care about volume of sales. They don't care about... This is all assumption. You know, they don't care about the quality. So, but all these product developer people, these engineers, all they care about is perfection. They just want to look good by having a perfect, and they're slowing us down, et cetera, et cetera. So these opinions, these generalizations, I mean, you can make up justifications for them. I'm not saying there's nothing to any of them, but I'm saying if you proceed like that, then you're going to be us, and they're going to be them.
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing is going to get closed. Or at least you're going to miss
it. And the other person doesn't even know what hit them.
That's right.
And they just walk
and then
around
eventually,
trying to, maybe they're walking around trying to do a good job and they never had a chance.
That's correct. That's correct. Until they find out about it, and then now all of a sudden you're them. And so this is what happens. And people realize, I've taught at some of the most thoughtful business schools in the country, and often you get young people who think, well, sure, there's them versus us, and what you're supposed to do is you pick the right side and you win the battle, rather than getting underneath it, base it on trust, and therefore go on a culture that is based on earned trust. So the winner is a difficulty. You understand that difficulty. You go back to your values and to what we call the trust model.
Mm-hmm.
The set of values that you've all agreed to, and you can straighten it out quickly.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying then is that if we want to really have a well-defined understanding and establishment of trust, I have to speak to myself first.
That's right. That's exactly
you're,
right. That's
you, you know, we haven't talked about this before, Archie. This is a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
If you and I have never met, we're going to work with each other, and I've already got an attitude about doctors. then I've got to say to myself, okay, maybe Archie's different, and maybe I need to make sure that he has a chance to prove me wrong, or so to speak, or to maybe I should give him the benefit of the doubt and give him a chance to prove that I can trust the doctor before I presume that I can't.
That's right. And you get there by asking yourself this question. How am I participating in this difficulty? How am I part of the problem? And one of your answers might be, well, I've got these ideas about all doctors are, you know. So, and you identify that and say, well, okay. Just identifying it helps a lot because you can hold that out there and say, well, maybe this is different, you know, because you're going to get ammunition to fulfill every prejudice you have. Mm-hmm. And we all have them. And you're always going to get the ammunition to fulfill that. But the thing is, if you recognize it, and you recognize underneath that there might be some fears and concerns and hurt and so forth, you don't have to get into an encounter group. But just see that that's a prejudice that can be compromising your ability to work with doctors, let's say, just that recognition.
Well, how many times, Archie, have you seen this? I've seen it, where we both came loaded for bear. We both showed up with our guns up and our shields up.
Yes.
And the thing never had a chance from moment one.
Yes, I think this is very common. This is very common. And what happens there is neither party is honestly asking themselves that question, privately asking, how am I participating in this difficulty? Is there something I'm doing or not doing that is encouraging this non-closure? There's almost always something. Not
hold on to that
time.
Thought, Archie. LearningCenter.net, right?
Yes, that's right.
LearningCenter.net. We come back. I'm going to ask Archie, what if I just said it out loud to him? Archie, I've been having a problem with doctors. How are you different? I'm going to ask him that question after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.